Our gospel reading this morning consists of three episodes from Holy Week, as told by Mark. First of all, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. When Jesus and the disciples were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of the disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The master needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they were allowed to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and Jesus sat on it. Many people spread their coats on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Blessed is the coming reign of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." And then on the Thursday after the Last Supper, after their Last Supper together, they went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to the disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And Jesus said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba God, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want." Jesus came and found the disciples sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say. Jesus came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest?" And the following day, on the day of crucifixion, when it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this was God's Son." This is the gospel of Jesus Christ.